I do feel that Filipino Americans here have a sense of responsibility to learn about their heritage, whether it's historically or culturally, because really, in order for you to really understand who you are as a person, I feel like there is this need to learn a little bit about your history. I'm not saying that you need to fully submit yourself to being a Filipino and, you know, change your life. But what I am saying is that I think you have a responsibility to learn more about where you come from in order for you to actually make it. I know that from personal experience, it makes me feel more grounded. And I feel more comfortable as with myself as a person, because what is it to be American anyways? It's an unspoken standard to be an American. You don't know what it is to be an American, because America is a melting pot and it's influenced by many cultures, historically speaking. So for me to really be who I am, like, I have to learn a little bit about myself. And I do feel that language, for me personally, is one of the best ways to exercise the ability to be Filipino. Aside from me being involved in Filipino folk dance, I think language is the next best thing. Personally, I do believe that my parents, to a certain degree, more promoted me speaking English than Tagalog growing up as a kid, because it would affect I think my parents would have felt that it would affect me socially and where I would be with a job if I were to speak Tagalog first. But I don't believe that's the actual case. I think it was more of something that was just unconsciously done to make sure that, like, I had the right future, you know what I mean? But in terms of language, I think that's the best way to promote being Filipino. As it is, the country of the Philippines stands at 7,000 plus islands, and each region has their own dialect, and I think that's special to the Philippines, and I think that people should embrace that and really exercise their dialect. Like, my dad's family is Kapampangan, and my dad's generation doesn't know how to speak Kapampangan because my grandparents have a negative association speaking the dialect, and so they were only taught to learn Tagalog, and I wish that I could speak Kapampangan now. It's a cycle. Like, the minute you suppress something, it becomes lost. And it'll be lost forever until someone feels that there's this need to learn what has been lost, if that makes any sense. And I think that there is a level of urgency that is needed so that future Filipinos will have more sense of pride within themselves to know where they come from. And again, I think that language is one of the best keys because it's always used, but also to know that history, you know, knowledge is power, and, you know, to have that history, both your family history and the history in the books about the Philippines, is an empowering thing. And I think if people were to be a little more open and not believe the hype that we're being fobs for exercising our right to... not our right, but our ability to speak in different languages, that we could be more unified on some level and have more pride being Filipinos.